All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Gem, a really cool new hit out this week.
There is. Little Mix and Cheat Codes have teamed up. You might remember these guys who teamed up with Maggie Lindemann for Pretty Girl.
Oh, this was a banger.
Such a good song. And also Demi Lovato's No Promises. Promise me no promises. And now they've teamed up with Little Mix for a brand new song called Only You, Nick.
So excited about this. I saw Cheat Codes live when I went to Chicago last year for the Lollapalooza Festival over there.
Oh, really?
Which is like the second biggest festival only to Coachella over in the States. It's like 70,000 people in this massive park in the middle of the Chicago city. And basically they had these like fire shooters. What would you call a fire shooter? Like a flamethrower. And you could feel it on your face. Whenever the drops would come, they'd fire off the fire and you could feel it on your face. And it was very enjoyable. And they played after banger. And I love how they collaborate with pop artists.
That would have been so cool being there. And like their music is always so good. It's kind of like summery as well.
Always good to have a summery song on when it's going to be like 2 degrees tonight.
Exactly.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
So excited. I just heard from a source, unnamed Gem, that there's new Charlie XCX music on the way very soon.
I cannot wait for this. I've been a fan of her since day one.
When I was on my schoolies, and I didn't do the usual like Gold Coast schoolies and go up there and like party on the beach. I went to London and it was freezing cold and I immediately regretted my decision. And one of the gigs I got to go to while I was over there, I saw that this girl, Charlie XCX, was playing. She hadn't really put a song out yet. No one knew who she was, even more so than now. And I saw her play and it was amazing. And she invited like all of her fans backstage after the show, like everyone that wanted to go. I was like a bit more nervous and awkward back then.
That's way better than schoolies, like seeing Charlie.
Exactly. Like, I was living my best life. And now I'm seeing like on her Instagram every now and then, she always puts on these little pop-up concerts where she plays all this new music that she's been holding on to for so long to a select group of people. She'll DM her fans on Instagram and on Twitter and invite them to these shows. And it's just like a way more intimate way of dealing with your fan base than putting on a sort of more rigid and regimented concerts.
It's good doing that because not many artists do that.
Yeah, like, and especially ones that are as big as her. Like if you're an artist who's got 20 followers on Facebook, then it's like all well and good to do that. But when you're as huge as Charlie is right now, writing some of the biggest songs on the planet for other people as well, not an easy thing to do. And you're putting a lot of trust in your fans as well to not be weirdos, basically.
Exactly. So you've got to go by that first like gut instinct of reading their message.
She's a legend. I love her. So look out for those. Maybe she'll do one in Australia soon. Be very exciting.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Nick, when you think of artists who can pull off acting, who are some that come to mind?
So like music artists that can act as well as sing. You're putting me on the spot.
Jess Melbourne?
Yeah, I suppose. No, I'm joking. She's great. Great at both. Such a multi-talented person. Not many others spring to mind. Madonna, Cher maybe from back in the day, but none that are kind of relevant right now.
Well, you know Riri, she was in Battleships back in 2012.
Was she?
Yeah.
Who else was in that?
I actually can't remember.
Is that like Johnny Depp and stuff?
It was like that.
Movie chats.
Yeah.
With Gem and Nick. We know movies and stuff.
Yeah, we know a lot about it. Well, I recently saw the movie Ocean's 8. Have you seen that one?
No. So this is the like Ocean's 11, not remake, but new version with like Sandra Bullock and stuff in, right?
So it's got all those like amazing actors in it as well. And Riri plays like she plays a computer hacker.
Oh my God.
And she's actually really good at acting. Like most artists you see,
they get them in there to like basically, you know, get the profile of the movie up when they haven't got enough talented people to be in there.
Exactly. She definitely pulls it off. If you haven't seen the movie, you need to check it out. She just does it so well and it's good seeing Rihanna play a different role.
Totally. Another one I just thought of, Selena Gomez. She can act and sing and be a living legend all at the same time.
This Week Tonight, double whammy.
This is where we play two songs from the same artist back to back because they're doing doing something cool. And I reckon Kygo is doing something cool right now, Jem.
Incredible, super talented guy.
So I saw him at Coachella. I know this has basically been a show so far of me saying I saw this artist in this faraway destination. But I saw him on the first night at Coachella. Didn't expect too much. I mean, he's a producer, makes nice tropical kind of songs, but didn't know that I would go through such an incredible experience seeing him live. He played hit after hit after hit, performed by amazing voices. Bonnie McKee came out. Remember Bonnie McKee? She had that song American Girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She co-wrote basically all of Katy Perry's big hits. And at the very end, Conrad Sewell, our very own Conrad.
Oh, we love him.
He got up there and did their collaboration Firestone not once but twice. He did an orchestral version with Kygo. Kygo kind of conducted this beautiful string orchestra. And then they played the sort of more tropical electronic version, and I was like, oh my god, this guy is a serious talent. And it was also the day that Avicii had just died, and so at the very end he did a tribute to Avicii, and it was just one of the most amazing concert experiences I've ever seen. So I wasn't too surprised to see a couple of weeks ago that Kygo put a song out with Imagine Dragons, of all people.
Like, no one ever collabs with them. Like, they're probably one of the hardest bands to collab with, I reckon.
That's the thing, they've got a very distinct sound, and they don't really lend themselves to kind of doing a classic feature on an EDM or a pop song. So for them to collaborate together is a pretty big deal, but it's been managed pretty perfectly, I reckon. It kind of sounds like a beautiful melting of their two sounds. Dan Reynolds, the lead singer of Imagine Dragons, he has a really particular voice. He kind of sounds a little bit croaky at times, but, you know, he can have a lozenge and move on.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
The new hit that came out just a few days ago was after the Voice finale. Jem and I both didn't watch it, this series.
Yeah, not really.
Nah. And it did get the lowest ratings it's ever had, but there was, I suppose, the most publicity the show's ever had after the winner. You know, usually the winner comes out and everyone loves them. And everyone's like, yeah, they deserved it because they voted for it. But when this Sam Perry guy won the other night, everyone was like, I don't get it. I don't think he should have won. He's not the voice. Because when Sam arrived on stage, he was the guy in those very early promos they were airing that had the DJ decks in front of him. He loops his voice and plays that back as he sings. So people were saying that this was less about his voice and more about the theatrics. What's your vibe on that kind of stuff, Jem?
I get what they're saying, but these days with heaps of songs, DJs and stuff do that. They loop and stuff like that. They do write their own music and stuff like that. So I think it is a trend that's going on right now.
I suppose it's a way of working with your voice in a different way. I mean, yeah. Ed Sheeran, the biggest superstar on the planet, uses a loop pedal up on stage.
Yeah, he always does that.
Yeah, it's him and his loop pedal, and that's what his concerts are like. Sam said he's cool with people not really getting it. That's fine with him, but he thinks change is good. And I reckon you and I probably agree with this, that that's where music is right now. That's where even just vocal music has gotten to, where manipulation is just a part of it. It's like auto-tune a few years ago. Someone like T-Pain has one of the most incredible voices on the planet, but hides it in all this auto-tune because it's just a cool way to present your voice.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
And Jem's got a brand new artist to introduce to you right now.
Yes, do you remember this hit by Stannard?
You make me want to be a star. You make me want
to... Oh, yeah. Was it Romantic? Was that
yes,
what it was called?
Yes, that's the one, Romantic. And this one by Dua Lipa, Bad Together. From her
My hands are in the air, mate.
From her album. It was actually written by a girl over in Liverpool, Chelsea Grimes. She is just incredible. She's written a bunch of hits as well for like Kylie Minogue, so many.
She sounds cool. And by Liverpool, do you mean Liverpool, Sydney, Australia, or do you mean Liverpool in the UK?
Oh yeah, I forgot we had Liverpool here. Liverpool over in the UK.
Nice. How did you come across her if she's from Liverpool?
So I've been following her on Twitter for like a while, and she plays soccer as well, and that's what I love about her. She plays soccer and music, and that's what I love as well. Except I can't sing.
Can you play soccer though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a soccer player.
Yeah, I played for most of my life.
Oh my god.
So I'm going to get back into it soon.
Oh, okay, so you're doing what I was a champion swimmer for a while when I was 10.
But I was training a few months ago, but then I moved. But anyway.
All right, whatever.
So she is just this incredible artist. She's finally dropped her debut single called Just Like That. And you know when you see videos, Nick, where you expect the video you're going to see?
Yeah, you can, and that's most videos for me. I can kind of predict where it's about to go.
Well, this video she's done, you don't expect it at all. So she sent it to a bunch of directors. They all got back to her. And it's all about old people getting it on. Which is funny. It was filmed over in LA.
Oh, nice.
It's the funniest video. It's so cheeky. You have to check it out.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Every week on the show, we tend to talk about Troye Sivan in one way or another, Gem.
It's like every week. I love it.
He's a mutual favourite of ours, but the coolest thing has happened. His little brother, Tide, who on Troye's first ever Australian tour actually supported him, but it was just a DJ set. You know, he played like heaps of bangers, some Calvin Harris songs, some Joel Fletcher songs.
Oh, that's so cute.
Everyone was like, oh, cute, he's a DJ. Well, it turns out for the last couple of years, he's been secretly making his own music. With people like Daniel Johns from Silverchair. It's huge. He went to Newcastle, recorded this song called Gold Chains, and it's really, really good.
This Week Tonight, double whammy.
It is when we play two songs of the same artist back to back, and this one's really interesting, Nick, because Nicki Minaj and Ariana Grande, they've teamed up quite a few times.
Yeah, over the years, they've become really good friends. There was a very funny video doing the rounds the other day of them saying some vulgar things together on Snapchat with a cute little filter over the top of it.
And last week, Nicki Minaj dropped Bed with Ariana Grande on it.
Yep.
And now Ariana Grande's dropped a song with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, this is cute. That's so it's like returning the favour.
Exactly.
Nice.
And do you remember when they did the song Side to Side?
Yes, I do. The D Bicycle song.
Yeah.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.